Due to the graphic nature of this program, listener discretion is advised.
Welcome. That was Minty Nine, of course, covering Hulk Hogan's Real American entrance theme. You are tuned into the Atomic Drop. My name is Tarek, and this, if you haven't guessed it already, is a broadcast that celebrates the world of professional wrestling. It is Friday the 13th today. Hope you're doing well. I almost didn't do a show today. I have been up. It is now like 10:30 on a Friday morning here in London. I have been up since Thursday. I've been awake since Thursday afternoon. We did have a general election. I know a lot of you come to this show for wrestling and you don't want your life spoilt by politics, because this is what you need to get away from. And trust me, we need to get away from politics today. I'm very, very distraught. And I know wrestling fans, you know, swing both ways. We've got right wingers, we've got left wingers. I don't care about your politics. I will... You know, you can't hold people's politics against them, but indulge me for a minute. Yeah, like, I can't believe what happened yesterday. We have the Conservative government now have a throbbing majority, and I can't help but feel it was pro wrestling tactics that help win this election for him. The guy, like Boris Johnson, our prime minister, I say our new prime minister, he was prime minister before this election. He kept just banging on going, get Brexit done, get Brexit done, get Brexit done. I should have actually got some sound bites from some other interviews where people are asking about other stuff that's going on in the country, and the guy will just go, get Brexit done, just not relating to the question at all. And it sort of reminded me of, it's a very pro-wrestling thing. You need a catchphrase that the masses will latch onto. As we know, not all pro-wrestling fans are the smartest in the world, and I might go as far as to say I think that might apply to a lot of the electorate in the UK. So you can just chant, burn it down, burn it down, burn it down, and eventually it'll catch up. Well, not in the case of Seth Rollins, as we can see. Although he has gone for the full-on turn this week. Let's hope that works out for him. But yeah, I'm very disappointed about a political result. If you are listening and you are a Tory, congratulations that your party won. I hope the next 5 years aren't as bad as I fear they're going to be. But with that, we're gonna get straight into the atomic drop. We are soon going to approach the atomic drop. Just a couple of things. Did I sing the praises of Rusev last week? I'd like to do that again this week. His storyline with Bobby Lashley and his wife Lana. The actual material and the stuff they give, you know, I know, we all know, it's absolute garbage. But on the upside, it's the proverbial taking chicken shit and turning it into chicken salad. Rusev's turned it to gold. He's insane charisma. I like him a lot, and you can see he's having fun. Here's my early prediction, and it's probably not going to happen. I reckon Rusev's going to win the Rumble. I think WWE, if they had any sort of sense, would see how popular Rusev is and then say, you know what, let's give the guy the Rumble. He doesn't need to win at WrestleMania. He can just have a high-profile match, even if it's a multi-man. Put him in a triple threat. I think Rusev deserves the Rumble win. Let me know your thoughts. Tweet me at the Atomic Drop with underscores in between the words. Or you can comment below where this file lives on Mixcloud, or, you know, find a way to contact me. The other thing to mention, it is TLC this weekend. The other thing I'm absolutely on board with is the Kabuki Warriors. I'm so on board with them. Like, I've always loved Asuka. I've always thought she's like one of the, not male or female performers, she's one of the best performers in the company. I believe her when she's in the ring. And that's all we want as wrestling fans. Just like, help me suspend my disbelief when I watch you. And I feel like Asuka does this. They had a cracking match on, what was it? Was it Raw this week? It was Raw, Asuka, Becky. Was it 2-on-1? I think it might be. It was 2-on-1. It's the handicap thing. But yeah, they're just kicking ass. I'm worried that this Sunday at TLC, they are going to take a beating at the hands of Charlotte and Becky in that TLC match. The other match off note at this Sunday's TLC match is, of course, Bray Wyatt, not The Fiend, Bray Wyatt against The Miz. I suspect, as many of you might, I really hope like an evil Daniel Bryan doesn't come back and just obliterate The Miz. Although I do love The Miz and Bryan working together, this could be the way to go. But we'll see. Anyway, enough of that. I've got more than enough audio to share with you. We are going to play you some beautiful songs and musical tidbits. If you've ever listened to the Atomic Drop before, you know what you're in for. Understand that also I'm on quite a down, low-energy one due to the result and the fact that I've been awake for such a long time. But still, I reckon this week's show is still going to be a good one. I will be back at the end of the show to tell you exactly what you've been listening to. This week, we are kicking off the Atomic Drop with the Mighty Jabronis. This is a song called The Man of 1,004 Holds.
I know 1,004 holds, so listen to this. I wrote them all down here on a list.
1, 2, 3, 4. 1 arm drag, 2 arm bar, 3 a super bread shooting star, 4 a 3 handle bearing the guns, 5 an arm bar and 6 is a plunge, 8 Saskatchewan spinning on hold, 9 arm box that never gets old.
1,004 holds on a list of Jericho. If that tent means four more than you will ever know. 1,004 holds on
screwdriver from your rear. With a dead watch page 732, the dog bell will break name after you. 1,004 holes along the Skull Jericho, and that's at least for more than you will ever know. 1,004 holes along the Skull Jericho. Walks in a cowdy thing, and the best one at 738. It's a pretty good one, it's really great. Don't leave now, there's a few I missed. I've still got more holds to list. 1,001, 2, 3, 4. 732 hip toss, 743 on track, 744 drop kick, 745 buddy slam, 746 sunset flip, 747 to 747, 748 post line, 749 second corner leg bar, 750 dead break, 751 diamond carry slam, 752 ankle lock, 753 power drop, 754 super kick, 755 elbow drop, 756 side suplex, 757 curtain call, 758 fly back elbow, 759 lion saw, 760 lion table, 761 cross body block, 762 fender snuffer, 763 reverse DDT, 764 cat's cradle, 765 moonsault, 766 Tennessee soup bone, 767 arm bar.
You know, I knew you were going to accept my challenge, Sean. As a matter of fact, I was counting on it. Because even though that eye of yours is a lot worse than you're letting on, I still knew that your pride and your massive ego and your desire to please all of these people would supersede all of your concerns about your personal health. I mean, I found that out a month ago at One Night Stand in your stretcher match with Batista, right? How stupid are you, Sean? All I had to do was come down to the ring when you were on the stretcher and say, Sean, get up. Give you a little bit of a pep talk. You popped off the stretcher, went right into the lion's den, and took another terrible beating. What are you, an idiot? You've been taking a lot of beatings lately, haven't you, Sean? Just the fact you haven't tried to attack me already tells me all I need to know about your eye. You're hurt. You're really hurt, Sean. And yet you still accepted my match at the Bash. You're going in there at a huge disadvantage, and why? Why? I'll tell you why. Because it's an no-lose situation for you, right? Win or lose, it doesn't matter. You're still the injured legend who pulls everything he can and pulls out all the stops to give another memorable classic performance for the fans. But at what sacrifice, Sean? You want to be a martyr? You want to be a martyr for what? For them? For all of them? If something happens to you and you end up in the hospital, are they going to come visit you? If you're incapacitated, are they going to pay your mortgage? Are they going to pay for your kids' educations? No, I don't think so. These people are worthless, Sean. They're oblivious to what's going on. They might as well be asleep. But I'm not asleep. And your protege, Lance Cade, isn't asleep. Our eyes are wide open. And we see what's going on. We see what's going on with you. You want to be a martyr, Shawn Michaels? Then go ahead. What a feather in your cap it will be. But be careful what you wish for, because like every other martyr in history, soon you'll be swept under the carpet. And eventually, Sean, you'll be forgotten.
That's it, isn't it? That's it. See, this whole time, I thought you despised me, because you thought I was a liar, or you thought I was a phony, but you know, there's nobody more real than me. You know that for 20 years I've lived my life as an open book in front of these people for all to see, every zit, every blemish exposed. You know that I could leave this business today, and I'd be remembered forever. I've been accused, I've been blamed, I've been ostracized, I've been blackballed, you name it, I've been through it. And in spite of all that, in the eyes of these people, they seem to just give me a...
Yeah, they just seem to give you a free pass every single time, Sean, and it's not right.
What can I say, Chris? I'm HBK.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, okay, you're HBK, but it still doesn't make it fair. It's not fair.
No, you know something? No, you know something? You're right. It isn't fair. And I understand how you feel. I mean, look at you. You're the epitome of success. You've held every major championship you've ever gone after. You've sold out arenas all over the world. You've made a lot of money. And you've done absolutely everything you ever wanted to accomplish in this line of work. You've done it. But still, in spite of all that, you're not content. In spite of all that, you've got no peace. And I'm here to tell you, Chris Jericho, that in spite of all your accomplishments, and no matter what you ever achieve, you will never be me.
1, 2, 3, 4.
I grew my hair long
That way, during the fight tonight, you can tell the difference between me and T. I figured some of you folks out there may get a little confused. I have got the absolute best coach in the entire world to train me. I've been down with Binks training, He went and got Smokin' Joe Frazier in his corner. Are you ribbing me? He threw a medicine ball at my belly. Didn't move an inch. I'm down to 219 pounds in 30 minutes. He talks cheap. So you say, Roddy, well, you're sitting there talking. I say this to you. I say, if Mr. T can knock me out in this fight right here, I would not only quit professional boxing, I would quit and retire professional wrestling. I would quit tiddlywinks. I would quit dating girls. That's stick with you. That's I would quit it all. I right now say, if he can knock me out, I retire, and I'm going to stick my head out there round after round after round and put it out there, because as pretty as it is, he going to shoot some punches. You gonna shoot some more? I'm gonna be moving like that. And another thing, you know, Mr. T, I know you're a smart aleck. You come out with the kill, but let me tell you something. Never will I shave my hair like an Indian and paint myself black. Toohoo!
Ladies and gentlemen, this contest is scheduled for one fall.
Johnny Bravo, I was wrestling demon, Papa Shango, Papa Shango, Papa Shango. One like the lid, that's not tomorrow. Flexing, I'm flexing like Johnny Bravo. Think about the day, not tomorrow, not tomorrow, not tomorrow. Think about the day, not tomorrow. I was flexing conceited. Johnny Bravo, I was wrestling demons. I don't miss some days when I was popping mollies. I don't miss some days when I was popping bottles. Copper tops and I was popping hollows. I was fornicate, I was popping models. Man, I had to come out a little different. Had to go do things a little different. Now I rock the five, I got my own bravado. Man, I had to have me a little epiphany. Holy Spirit had to get me lifted. They was like freak, he sparked gelato. Man, I had to tell them brothers come with me. If it ain't about your shy, then it's not the gospel. You can check my history. Young King living savage like Randy Macho. I'm bringing that real meat, not McDonald's. I'm bringing that realness. Real life squad, squad, that's the trillness. Hey, I be riding with the steel grid. That my soul more glory than a little bit. Hey, if a demon wanna kill me, got the word to be popping out. They know how I'm rocking now. Wrestling, Papa Shango. These dudes acting Leonardo. Christ the head honcho. Narrow path, I be dodging potholes. I'm in a war zone, like I'm riding out Southside Chicago. It's not Movado, but my guys, they watch clothes. Blooded great boys, not Moscato. Papa Shango, one like the lid, that's not the motto. Flex, Johnny Bravo. Think about the day, not tomorrow. Not tomorrow, not tomorrow. Wrestling, wrestling, Papa Shango. I was flexing conceited. Johnny Bravo, I was wrestling demon. Papa Shango, Papa Shango, Papa Shango. One like the lid, that's not tomorrow. Wrestling, I'm flexing like Johnny Bravo. Think about the day, not tomorrow. Not tomorrow, not tomorrow. Think about the day, not tomorrow. I was flexing conceited. Johnny Bravo, I was wrestling demon. This ain't about me. It's not about me. Man, they living lousy. They still hitting loud tree. Man, I had to get from roundies. You on the bandwagon, I'm in the Audi. Messiah coming, it's cloudy. I'm a real tiger, no crouching. Hey, I had to tell him. This is for real, it's been revealed. I believe and receive, there's no rebellion inside of me. I know the day that you come back is gonna be annihilation. Hey, who that talk crazy? I don't think that apply to me. Young Pre finna pull up on you shy. All the haters already know that my power. He gon' take me higher, he gon' take me higher. He gon' bring me out up on the fire. Four swords on my waistline, FaceTime. No time, can't waste time, make time. On my grind, long time like a skate now. I don't really care what the haters say now. Man, I do this here for my little bait now. Blueprint, need a revelation laid out. Got problems on problems, I'm prayed out. FaceTime, I'ma need to see your face now. Run my cut on the drum and the bass now. Went from a bloodhound to a greyhound. If a demon come around, if a demon come around, around, we gon' have to swing around like a playground. Papa Shango, one like the lid, that's not the motto. Flex, Johnny Bravo, think about the day, not tomorrow. Not tomorrow, not tomorrow. Wrestling, wrestling, Papa Shango, I was flexing conceited. Johnny Bravo, I was wrestling demon. Papa Shango, Papa Shango, Papa Shango, one like the lid, that's not the motto. Wrestling, I'm flexing like Johnny Bravo. Think about the day, not tomorrow. Tomorrow, not tomorrow. Think about it, eh? Not tomorrow. I was flexing conceited. Johnny Bravo, I was wrestling demons.
Okay, can I ask where you're from, Papa Shango?
No, you cannot. Because Papa Shango is from the dark side. And that dark side is very evil. That dark side. There are sacrifices.
You have been listening to the Atomic Drop. Thank you. That was a song from Yun Pri. That was called Papa Shango. Also in there, we had a song from the Stalactites called Punk's Lullaby. I just realized I don't like... Normally, what I'll do is I'll go from the top of the Atomic Drop and work my way down and tell you everything that you heard. And that was mostly for the benefit of broadcast radio. And now we're a podcast. I've realized I don't have to do that because it just... like no one's really interested. If you ever hear something on this show that you like and you want more info about, just email me and send me the time code of where you heard it in the show, and I will get back to you and let you know exactly what it was. But instead, I can just wrap up the show in a more traditional way, which is me wishing you a lovely week. Enjoy TLC if you watch it. If you are in the UK and you're devastated by the election result, I think it's safe to say you're not the only one. But, you know, just... spread love and kindness and everything will work out in the end, I hope. But that's all from me for this week. I shall be back next week, hopefully. I don't know, we'll see, unless I get hit by a bus. Or, you know, anything can happen. But it really does, it warms the cockles of my heart that you still persist in listening to this show. So thank you for that. There's a fair few of you from multiple countries around the world. And I hope your political situation's a lot better than ours here. Although, you know what, everyone listening to the show might be a Tory voter and I've just alienated them all. But, you know, I don't hold your political beliefs against you. I just don't think it's very helpful to the needy of us in this country. But we will soldier on and we will proceed and keep on going because we're British and that's what we do. Until next time, take care of yourselves. Ta-ta!
True hippie.
We're getting robbed off a few at the top end. Get the word from screwing the common. You're not poshing or doing your rotten. Pockets full of nothing, that's you at the bottom. Listen what I'm saying, these lines are true. Think it's a game when they lie to you. Cladding's all aflame and you die of fumes. And I wanna put the blame on the fire crew. And if we're talking Grenfell, never be as clever as a haunted pencil. Four of them heads and of course you're mental. Expense on your meds and extortion dental. Wanna warn you like that bloke, oh well. Ignore us and you're like, oh well. Cause you get an odd stint in a hotel. I can like you're not skint but it don't sell. And cause you got a white face, it's a cakewalk, alright mate. No, you weren't born in the right place. No napkin rings, no ornate plates. No fox hunts with the right friends. No hedge funds, no dividends. Yourself and us little men just get stung, it doesn't end. Scrap for the accolades that you crave. Trapped on the ways that thatcher paved. Infinite breaks for the banker's fate. And if you're not great, they'll sack you mate. Shills impartial and listen to fibbers. Kids ill now when they're making their dinners. Job counts down and the fiddle it bigger. Gigging 0 hours and a diddle of figures. End up on your council, that's a Tories. Rob you your pounds on, that's a Tories. Burgle your pensions, that's a Tories. Work till your dead son, that's a Tories. Weak unions, that's a Tories. Cheap schooling, that's a Tories. No lifeline, that's a Tories. More knife crime, that's a Tories. Media bias, that's a Tories. Career liars, that's a Tories. Stir up tensions, that's a Tories. Duck questions, that's a Tories. Tax swerving, that's a Tories. Axe nurses, that's a Tories. Save bankers, that's a Tories. Mate wankers. No supplies, cause they're cutting schools. MPP rising, they're shutting pools. There's near lives of the troubled youth, and we're lapping up the paddock cause we're fucking fools. It's not their kids laying dying, bleeding out while they wait for sirens. Won't stop with a blatant lying, siphoning cash to the Cayman Islands. Mr. Prime Minister, he's a liar. Dim buddy sinister, sheep's attire. Rich is a critter, worth treat you dire. Swindle the trick to be complying. He's a freak, he's a straw-haired cunt. And the BBC, the support he stunts and rely on sheep and the gormless grunts. And the bosses leaping, of course you jump. Spunks were public, cash to honeys. 126k actually, called nonce catching. since popping money, and he thinks if you're black it's funny. Some venom that you might ingest, spoon fed by the right wing press. We'll get peddled in lighter less, that 1% are not like the rest. Get funding from selling to tyrants, then Saudi bung weapons to ISIS. Looks like we're funding a terrorist crisis, and they say Corbyn's a terrorist, priceless. Foreign donors, who's the source? What controls that ruble's bought? Fat donations, food for thought. Bowl these turncoats through the courts. Run up on your council, that's a Tories. Rob you your pounds on, that's a Tories. Burgle your pensions, that's a Tories. Work at your dead son, that's a Tories. Weak unions, that's a Tories. Cheap schooling, that's a Tories. No lifeline, that's a Tories. More knife crime, that's a Tories. Media bias, that's a Tories. Courier liars, that's a Tories. Stir up tensions, that's a Tories. Duck questions, that's a Tories. Tax swerving, that's a Tories. Axe nurses, that's a Tories. Save bankers, that's a Tories. Mate wankers.